Welcome to After the End from the Ethos Centre at the University of Oxford, funded by the Wellcome Discovery Awards Scheme. I'm Patricia Kingori, Professor of Global Health Ethics at the University of Oxford. In this series, we explore endings and their aftermaths. Who decides when an end has been reached? Whether the end for one person is the end for everybody, and what happens after these so-called endings. In this podcast, we hear more about Indigenous perspectives on time from Sylvia Kakonda, co-founder of the Action for Bachelor Empowerment Group in Uganda.
I'm sitting in my office in Uganda, which is neighboring other people. So when you hear some noises in the background, know that they are my neighbors, so don't mind about that. I have a bachelor's degree in public administration and management, and I also have my second degree in organizational leadership and management. I'm one of the highly educated Batwa, and I work with Action for Batwa Empowerment Group, which is an organization that is Batwa-founded and Batwa-led. I am one of the founders and the CEOs of the organization. And what inspired me to start this organization is the continued injustices and marginalization my community was facing, even after some of our Batwa people had gotten education. That is why we started this organization, to fight for the Batwa rights. The Batwa are one of the indigenous communities in Uganda that lived in the forests of Bwindi, Mugahinga, Echuya Forest, and Semuriki for many years. The forest sustained us in many ways. It's where we lived. It was our shelter. We had food from the forest. We worshipped from the forest. Everything that sustained the Batwa people was the forest, and that is why we call forest our home. But when the government wanted to conserve the environment, the Batwa, we were evicted out of the forest in the 1990s, and we started suffering because this came when we were not prepared. Patricia Kingori invited me to Oxford University to take part in the After the End workshop. She heard the story of the Batwa people, the indigenous peoples, how we lived in the forest, how we moved out of the forest, and how we are trying to catch up. And she was eager to know about the Batwa culture and how we call the time, or how we defer time according to our culture. In Batwa communities, we know the time after birth and time when someone dies. And then when someone dies, we believe that he's one of our ancestors. He has joined the ancestors. So we have those two different times in the Batwa communities, when we are still living and when we have died. When someone dies, we believe we can still communicate with them, because in the forest, when we wanted to go hunting, we could go somewhere in a sacred place. We ask our ancestors to bless us. And who are those ancestors? Those ones that have already died and they are in another world. They are not dead, but they are there. Though we are not living with them physically, spiritually, we are with them. So that is why we could still communicate with them in different ways. Like when we went hunting, we could first ask for their blessings. The same applies when you want to marry. You have to first talk to the ancestors. You see, I'm going to marry this lady, and now I want your blessings. They could bless you, then that marriage would be successful. We valued our ancestors very, very much, because we knew that we could still communicate with them even when they have died. For the Batwa community, we now know that there is a time when we were in the forest, when we enjoyed all the foods in the forest, the breeze in the forest, and the time when we were evicted out of the forest and we moved to the communities and now tried to catch up with the community. It was not easy for us because we are used with that forest environment. And at first we thought it was our end. And some of our grandfathers and grandmothers could not catch up with another environment because they were used to the forest environment. So some of them forced themselves to go back to the forest and they died. But others, our mothers, our fathers, they thought that was the end because we have stopped getting what we used to get in the forest. Life was not easy for us at that time. But later, we had to adapt and say, there is another chance to live. We have to adapt to this environment, to the new environment. How do we live? But can we call this the end? No. Can we stop practicing our culture and we call the end of our culture? We said no. That is why Action for Battle Empowerment Group came in to say that we still have to live. We still have to preserve our culture and we start practicing it. So now our elders who are there, they are now teaching us the Batwa culture and the new generation is also trying to learn the Batwa culture such that it should not be the end of the Batwa culture. It should not be the end because we left the forest. Life has to continue. Our elders can still tell us, oh, they still have memories of the forest, which they are also instilling in us. They are also teaching us those memories. Though we were not born from the forest, from the stories our parents, our grandparents tell us, even the young children still have the memories of the forest, knowing that it is not the end of the Batwa people, of the Batwa culture. Leaving the forest and going in another place cannot be the end. So that is why we still have hope to live and why we are also trying to start moving with culture or with another life. I grew up outside the forest and I saw how my parents were suffering and I also experienced how my grandparents do not catch up with the new environment and then instead they forced themselves back and died. They could not catch up with new time. So they were like, no, for us, we cannot survive with this because we call this our end. So we rather go back in the forest and die from there. Our grandparents in the forest, they were not educated. And we lived in the forest, not connected to the world. All that we knew was the season, the sunny season or summer season and also winter seasons. To know this month or these days, it is a sunny season. Now it will be raining from this month to this. And that is all we can tell. That is why even our parents now, they don't know their years because we didn't know time to say maybe Monday, Tuesday, January, February. Even now, when I ask my mother, I can say, mother, how old are you? She will say, me, I don't know. They will say, I was born during the rainy season. I was born during the planting season. Or I was born during this regime of this president, so and so. That is only how they could tell time because we are not educated. And now that we have integrated with other community members and we have acquired education, we are adopting the Western time. We know this is Monday to Friday or to Sunday. We know it is January to December. And now we know the seasons. So that is how we have adapted to the Western season. And now the younger generation can even tell their years, the days they are born and all those days, not only depending on the seasons, how our parents used to do it. When we were in the forest, we communicated with our ancestors. But when we were evicted out of the forest and joined the community members, because of the Western culture, we stopped practicing our culture because they were saying that is evil when you're speaking with the ancestors. And now we have adapted, so we no longer communicate to the ancestors because we are introduced to the Western culture and to the community where we live. We now go to churches and worship God, whom others all worship. When I attended the After the End workshop, I learned a lot when I heard other people talking how they knew time or how they perceived time. Because the way the Batwa perceived time, it was different from other people, how they took time and how they valued it. And when I also came and shared with my community, they also had to learn that we all have different understanding of time. because the way I thought when I was still young, it is different from now, which means that within time you can learn many things and different things. So it is a matter of time how we understand things. Thank you.
That brings us to the end of this podcast. Thank you for listening. Do join us next time when we hear from Alice Parinello at the University of Edinburgh on the treatment of endings in films related to climate change and the colonial era. I'm Patricia Kingori, and you've been listening to After the End, brought to you by the Ethos Centre at the University of Oxford, funded by the Wellcome Discovery Awards Scheme. Please share this episode on and subscribe to the series wherever you get your podcasts. You can find more information about the After the End project on our website at www.afterTheEnd.squarespace.com.